arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Looking for great food and a great family market? Look no further than Cottleville. Menino's Market in Cottleville. Every single day, oven-ready meals, rotisserie chicken, beef spadini, Cajun pork tenderloin. Don't forget about the Illinois apples arriving every single day fresh, not to mention all the fresh produce. And it's football season. 4 chicken kebabs, 8 brats, and a bag of chuck patties for $35. Menino's Market in Cottleville. And for catering, Menino's.
Scare up your share of up to $175,000 during the Monster Bash free slot play and cash giveaway. Fridays in October from 6 to 10 p.m. at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Down one to go on the large morning show in the afternoon this Friday, the 9th of October. Scott Sherman in for Paul, in for Frank. Dan Strauss, who is this singing? What band?
This is the Beatles.
That is incorrect. Ian, who this?
Oh.
What?
You got who is it?
Badfinger.
Oh, Badfinger. It's
covered by Paul McCartney.
God. Pull my finger.
That's the kind of musical expertise you'll get from Dan Strauss and the Southside
yeah,
Johnny
great.
Band.
Yeah, that's great.
I understand that you guys have not just a gig, but a sort of special fundraiser gig coming up.
Well, we have it's the Fall Festival coming up in Florissant. It's on. It's in Old Town Florissant. It's like a huge deal. They say there's like 35,000-40,000 people will show up there and stuff. And it's the entire street of Rue St. Francis in Old Town Florissant, where they have the vendors and they have the stores and they have all this stuff going on. And we are on the main stage down by the shrine, which is the St. Ferdinand Shrine, close to that, down around Graham Road and St. Francis.
And it used to be called St. Ferdinand, that Florissant. That was a previous name. That town.
Yeah, so that's where we'll be playing Sunday, starting at 1 o'clock. We'll be playing the Florissant Fall Festival right there.
Is it St. Francis or Francois?
That's how it's spelled, and people around here pronounce that F-R-A-N-C-O-I-S, Francis.
Yeah, Francis.
They have a county
really?
Down there. Boy, don't call the county clerks and say, hey, I'm entering on St. Francois County. What?
Francois.
Francis. It's Francis. Yeah.
That's one of those French names that St. Louisans just butcher.
Yeah,
I
like,
know.
Gravois.
Yeah.
Gravois.
Yeah, so it's St. Francis. Gravois. It's the entire street. It's like 11 blocks or something like that. And we're down on the main stage around interesting enough, the lawyer building, I think, is what it's called.
Let's
is where we'll be in the parking lot
like
there.
That. Yeah, I love
that's
that.
Where the stage will be.
That's where people go and lie to each other.
Oh, yeah.
And get money for that.
There's a chili cook-off going on.
This
and,
is neat.
And clowns and
oh, no,
kids
wait, now
and
you
the entire family.
Clowns.
Are you afraid of clowns?
I hate clowns.
Really?
I'm terrified of them.
I know a lot of people that are scared to death of clowns.
I am definitely terrified. The most famous clown, John Wayne Gacy. I rest my case.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Only killed 33
so
kids.
So the Stephen King movie, you can't even go there.
It's already in this mess that I call brain.
Oh, okay.
Because I understand that my dad had a friend who was a painter, and he made paintings on like black canvas of these scary murder clowns. And my parents, I was the first child, so they were testing out on me like you do with Archie.
Oh, sure.
They put these things, which glow in the dark, in my room as a child. I think that's what that is. So, yeah, so the Southside Johnny Band at the Florissant. This is not the Valley of Flowers. That's in the spring.
No, that's in the spring. This is the fall festival.
Very cool.
And it happens every second Sunday.
And it's something for charity.
In October.
Is charity involved?
No, not that I know of. I think the only charity is when you donate the money to the different
charity is Dan's pocket.
Yeah,
this is America.
Yeah. And if you come up to us and tell us you are AM and the PM, we will hand you a certificate to get one dozen donuts absolutely free from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Love that. Gotta love that.
So Keith is giving us a bunch of certificates from Old Town Donut Shop, and they have two locations, the one right there on New Florissant Road, not far from St. Francis or Rue St. Francois, and they have another location in Cottleville.
I picked up and bought with my own money from the Old Town Donut Shop a dozen donuts when they did the live remote for the Valley of Flowers when I was allowed to be on other shows on this station.
Oh, yeah.
And they were absolutely...
Oh, the donuts are awesome.
Delicious. Will you say hallelujah when they say that?
Hallelujah. We'll say hallelujah if they come up and say amen.
And what does that sound like, Ian?
Hallelujah.
Of course it does. All right, it's baseball time and playoff time and all the rest. You know, the playoffs are a long thing and it's just game one and all that, but... Here's what we want to do a little bit right now. We want to talk a little bit of baseball because I did hear and have heard some folks historically incorrect about the Cubs and Cardinals, saying this is the first time the Cubs and Cardinals have played in the playoffs.
That's right.
It's not true.
Not true.
It's not true. The predecessors to both the Cubs and the Cardinals, the direct lineal ascendants of the Cubs and Cardinals, have played in the playoffs. Tell you a little bit about that in a second. But here's what's annoying me about playoff stuff. These newscast people, the local ones, that have to dress up like at the pep, like for a high school sports team, in the red jacket. What, we saw a guy with a red tie and a red, what do you have, a cummerbund on and a bow tie? And everyone, the weather lady has a red dress. Everyone is wearing red because they're in the spirit of this thing. Now, I don't know why they're being told that they have to do this. Martin did it.
It's Red October.
I think what is happening is this. I think that no one's telling them to do it, but if they don't do it, I think they get just murdered by people.
It's like pinched or something, like green on St. Patrick's Day.
Why is it that people, that fans think that if the news guy or if the sports guy doesn't wear some red, that somehow either A, the team is going to lose, or B, the players are going to get upset. I can assure you of this. I did spend a little time working for a Major League Baseball team. The players, they care about the fans, because if you don't show up, they don't have a job. But they don't care about the fans' superstitions. They got their own superstitions
that they
worry about. So, folks, here's the deal.
The newscasters, I would guess, maybe get emails and letters and tweets and whatever. Oh, I see. You're not rooting for the Cardinals because you're not wearing red.
Right, like when they're mad at Joe Buck because his dream is to have a Cubs. Oh. Okay, you know what?
Yes.
Look.
People get mad at Joe Buck. Joe Buck
mad at that guy.
Is one of the best broadcasters, sports broadcasters, period. And Joe Buck, when he's doing a nationally televised game, he has to be, like, even keel about it. He doesn't have to say,
lighten up. And you know what? It's okay to be objective. If your team plays awful, you can say that.
Mm-hmm.
If your team plays great, you can say that. But if the weatherman doesn't wear a red tie, the Cardinals are going to be just fine. If Kent Earhart doesn't have a red tie on, nothing bad is going to happen in that game or any other game. So take it down a notch. You know, relax. And my poor mailman, who's a Cubs fan and wears his Cubs hat every day, give these people a break, too, because it's fun. It's supposed to be entertainment, and it's not that serious.
And the Cubs actually don't make the playoffs every year like we do.
No.
So all it's right. Something they're not used to.
All right, so let's address this. The Cubs and Cardinals have never played in the playoffs. Okay, fine. The names, St. Louis Cardinals and Chicago Cubs, yeah, they haven't played in the playoffs, but these teams have played in the playoffs twice, 1885 and 1886. It was the St. Louis Brown Stockings versus the Chicago White Stockings. Now, don't get them confused. The St. Louis Browns, that American League team, that's not the same team as the St. Louis Brown Stockings. And the Chicago White Sox, not the same team as the Chicago White Stockings. Here's how kind of it started. The Brown Stockings, the St. Louis Brown Stockings, were founded in 1875, and they became part of the National Association. Then they got kicked out of the league not long after that for cheating and betting and fixing games. So the St. Louis Brown Stockings kicked out of the league, then the league folded, and then came a guy that might be one of the most interesting people in St. Louis history that I had never heard of. Has anybody heard of Chris Vonder Ah?
No.
Chris
no.
Vonder. Okay. This guy was a German immigrant, came here from Prussia, which is a part of Germany that's up near the Black Sea or something. And he came here and he worked in a grocery store. And he also owned some saloons. And he became a very successful businessman. And this Vonder Ah guy realized that when this St. Louis Brown Stockings game was going on, after the game, a lot of people would come in and buy beer in his saloon. He goes, you know what I need to do? I need to buy the team. So he buys this St. Louis Brown Stockings team. They join a new league.
Was that an actual recording?
Yes, that was
it.
I need to buy the team.
Okay.
And in 1881, he moves this team to the American Association, where they go on to win a bunch of World Series games. The one game they play, the first series they play against this Chicago White Stockings team, which was owned by a guy named Spalding, who you may know from Spalding Sports Gear, mm-hmm. They play 1885. It's a tie. And the reason it's a tie is that one of the games, it got too dark to play. They didn't have any lights.
Yeah.
In fact, it had only been like 5 years or so since Edison had invented the light bulb. So that game didn't count. Nobody wins. Then there's a rematch in 1886. And during that series, in the middle of it, Charlie Comiskey, who people may know from owning the Chicago White Sox, mm-hmm. was the first baseman and the manager of the St. Louis Brown Stockings. He called his team off the field in protest of a call, and the Cardinal team, at that point, you would think they had protested and they had lost the series. They came back and they won the series, so St. Louis won, Chicago 0. After that, Vonder Ah had to sell the team. He ended up going broke. And the St. Louis Brown Stockings became, at some point, after they were the St. Louis Perfectos, the St. Louis Cardinals. Hmm. The Chicago White Stockings became the Chicago Cubs. Now, this Vonder Ah guy, I think he's like one of the most interesting guys, because he was a real showman. He was almost like Bill Veeck, who owned the Chicago White Sox for a while. He was always coming up with some kind of creative promotional stuff. At one point, they were playing at Sportsman's Park, the same grounds over there on Grand Avenue. He said, you know what? It is not enough fun here in the ballpark. First of all, I'm going to let everybody in for 25 cents so they can buy beer. And 25 cents back then was like $6. It was like a good deal. He put a horse racing track in the outfield, and in between games or between innings, they would run horses around and people would gamble on the horses.
Is that the warning track?
That's the horse track.
Oh.
The players had to play on a horse track.
Oh.
He also put in a, like one of those, like, slides that you would see at a state fair. There was an ice rink out at the Sportsman's Park, and this guy was so sort of I guess like a P.T. Barnum. He built a gigantic statue, not of any of the players. Like there's a Stan Musial statue out there, mm-hmm. and so he built a giant statue of himself.
I'll be darned.
Which he put out in front of the ballpark. Unfortunately, when he ended up going broke, he had to make ends meet by tending bar. And this was a club that he bought, Brown Stockings, for $1,800, which was about $42,000 back then. And he was making like, what, $6 or $7 million a year Ian on this, yeah. this baseball club. And Charlie Comiskey had to, like, give him money, and it was pretty sad. But when they buried the guy, and he's buried at Bell Fountain Cemetery, which is, I guess, in North County somewhere.
Yes, it is.
They moved the statue of him out to the cemetery, and that is his headstone. So if you go there right now, Chris Von der Oz headstone, this eccentric multimillionaire gone broke, first owner of the first professional, fully professional baseball team, the St. Louis Brown Stockings, that did become the St. Louis Cardinals, is out there. And Ian, I believe we have pictures of said headstone.
Yes,
for the website,
up on the Facebook page.
Isn't that Bell Fountain? And a lot of people don't realize that, but Bell Fountain has a lot of very old gravestones, and you can go walk through there and stuff. Didn't you do that, Pan, at some point?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. That one's a good one. Yeah.
Is historical William Tecumseh Sherman buried at that cemetery?
I don't know.
It's another one of those St. Louis words that's also mispronounced.
I grew
up Bellefontaine.
Oh, it's Bell. Well, but you can tell when you hear commercials that are done out of town, because they say it's right off of Bellefontaine Road, or they say fluorescent instead of fluorescent. So yes, yeah, Bell Fountain, fluorescent, Gravois.
So there you go. A little bit of St. Louis history. The owner of grocery stores and breweries who bought the first team that became the St. Louis Cardinals, and Charlie Comiskey on that team, the star of the Chicago team, was a guy named Cap Anson, who actually has something like 3,400 hits and was inducted into the Hall of Fame. His stats don't, they didn't put his stats on the hit list, but a vehement racist who wouldn't play on the field with black players. So again, once again, proving the St. Louis team superior to the Chicago team, both in World Series victories, head-to-head victories, and not being racist, having racist play.
Now, on this in this series coming up, it's scary for a lot of Cardinal fans, because the Cubs are one of the hottest teams in baseball right now. They've won 9 in a row, and the Cardinal fans do not want to get knocked out of the playoffs by the Cubs.
No.
No matter what. We want to beat them and knock the Cubs out of the playoffs.
Absolutely. And, well, the good thing is that Farmington, Missouri's own, what's his name? The Cubs pitcher with the 22 wins.
Oh, Arrieta.
Jake Arrieta. That lines up pretty well for the Cardinals. They don't have to face him until game number 3.
So, he's from Farmington?
Yeah.
Really?
That's right.
I didn't know that.
That is, see, you didn't know about Chris Van der Aa either.
Yeah, no, I didn't know. That? I didn't know Jake Arrieta was from Farmington.
It's outstanding.
Hmm. Well, you know what? St. Louis has produced a lot of good baseball players.
It's a hotbed, and it's a great, great center of the baseball universe. All right. Go to traffic.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. We're going to go to traffic right now. All those people heading down to the ballpark. Here's Tim Weiland.
I'm just getting a kick out of this, Dan. You're a St. Louisan, right?
Yeah.
And here you're letting a guy from Michigan school you about St. Louis sports. Is that something?
I didn't know anything about 1875. I wasn't around then.
In the 1885 World Series, the St. Louis Brown Stockings.
He's an attorney, which means he's kind of a bookworm, so that means he did a little bit more studying than you and I do, right?
Oh, heck yeah.
You guys had a lot more fun.
I go back to 1968 when my mom took me out of Lusher School in Florissant in fifth grade, when all of the World Series games were played in the afternoon. And she took me out of school and told them I had a dentist appointment, but we went to the World Series, the seventh game of the World Series.
Hey, Scott, you're from, what school did you go to?
College?
Yes.
The University of Michigan?
Okay, and they have the largest football stadium in the country, don't they?
They do.
You know how many it seats?
I think it's up to 112,000.
No, it's 104,000.
Good. See, good job.
Ah, there you go.
And you know why? And I just watched Aerial America on the Smithsonian Channel, and they featured Michigan, and that's one heck of a stadium.
It used to be, before they did the additions, it was 101-701. That was
right.
That was the big house's capacity.
That's a pretty cool place. All right, well, we'll get to traffic here.
We didn't do it yet.
We do have an accident. It just happened. It's partially blocking the ramp from Highway 141 onto eastbound 44. Now, southbound 141, that's jammed up pretty well now. Big bend down through Highway 44. If you are coming in for the baseball game, well, you're going to be a little bit late because you're jammed up now on eastbound 40 from 270 through Big Bend. Southbound 170, the same thing. A solid jam from Olive down through Highway 40, eastbound 270. That's running slow from 370 through Lindbergh, and then things open up after that. Westbound 70, you have a couple little slow pockets before the airport, but it really gets heavy from, it looks like, Highway 79 all the way out through Wentzville, the same as westbound 40. You're jammed up still from Highway K out through Highway 70. This report brought to you by KFC. Stop by a KFC today for a family fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This is the home of the SEC East champion Missouri Tigers. Catch every second of every game of the 2015 football season on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Hi, I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. Founded in 1786, Florissant is older than St. Louis County, older than Missouri, and even older than the Constitution. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city, just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. Join us on Sunday, October 11th, as we host the biggest and best block party ever at our famous fall festival on St. Francis Street. Enjoy family fun, food, music, crafts, shrine tours, a car show, and more. Tune in to Channel 4's Great Day St. Louis the week before to learn about Florissant and the fall festival. Stop by Florissant City Hall Friday morning when our front lawn will be a Great Day TV studio. Florissant residents note that two Proposition S informational meetings will be held on Monday, October 19th at JFK and Thursday, October 29th at Egan. Both start at 7 and will cover details of why Florissant is asking for a quarter-cent sales tax on their November 3rd ballot for safe Florissant streets. Visit FlorissantMo.com for news on our beautiful city and details on Proposition S for safe Florissant streets.
Honey, are you doing something different? You look years younger.
You're listening to a revolution in anti-aging.
All I can say is, wow.
Introducing a world's first in anti-aging. It's called Beauty Whip, and it's about to change the way people look younger forever. That's why we're giving away a free full-size jar to anyone who calls now. Find out how to get your free jar by calling 1-800-900-1624. With Beauty Whip, looking younger has never been easier. It's the world's first anti-aging retinol you activate when you're ready to use it to ensure maximum freshness. The results are simply stunning. On wrinkles, crow's feet, age spots. If your results are too dramatic, simply apply less. It's remarkably effective, so please use responsibly. Beauty Whip is already whipping up a revolution nationwide because once you've taken years off your appearance with Beauty Whip, you won't be able to imagine looking younger without it. Call now while we're still giving it away for free. Get yours by calling 1-800-900-1624. That's 1-800-900-1624.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-400-3088. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-400-3088. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-400-3088. 1-800-400-3088.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK's right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-700-3082. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-700-3082. 1-800-700-3082.
When you spoke with your financial advisor about all the different options to select with Social Security, what did that look like? Were you happy when they showed you the difference between the best decision and the worst decision could mean an extra $50,000, $60,000, or even $100,000 or more in lifetime benefits? What about when you met with your accountant and he showed you how to pay little or no taxes on Social Security? The chances are you probably never had those conversations. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $500,000 of investable assets, join me, Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors, for my next workshop and educate yourself on Social Security. Call 314-641-1010. Reserve your seat today. The time is now for you to start understanding all of your options and how to minimize tax on Social Security. Call 314-641-1010. Again, 314-641-1010.
Security is offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that.
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
Ah!
You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew.
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings, 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
This segment I have enjoyed for a very long time as a listener. Now, as the fill-in host for Paul and for Frank, I get an opportunity to talk to the great Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Guns in the Smokehouse Market. Awesome restaurant out in the Chesterfield Valley from Calgary, Alberta, via Los Angeles, California. Welcome back to the Large Morning Show, Mr. Mike Evans.
Oh, give it in.
Come on.
All right.
Walk towards your daddy now, homie. You can walk towards your daddy.
You betcha, brother. You know, big day baseball-wise in St. Louis, but also big day for Dodger fans. You got the Mets, and you got two very good pitchers. Why don't Dodger fan tell us a little bit about your ball club and how excited you are?
I'm looking forward to the Dodgers. I just worry that they really are not as good as they should be. I mean, you get Kershaw and Greinke, and after that, it's like, you know, their hitting is kind of solid. And I mean, St. Louis, I think, is a much better team, and I think it's going to be a good series. I think the Mets will have. I think the Mets are going to give the Dodgers all they want.
Going to be a very good series. Now, your former manager, the legendary Tommy Lasorda, doesn't like to do cross generational references, but he did actually bring up Koufax and Drysdale when he's talking about your two guys.
Yeah, I mean, when I traveled with the Dodgers, I knew Drysdale really well because he was he worked for us doing play-by-play, and I knew Don really well, and just a great guy. I've met Koufax a few times, but didn't know him like I knew Don. And those were great teams, better teams then than they were now. You know what I found interesting though, and I love telling the story, is when I traveled with the Dodgers for like almost 5 years, and the first year I traveled with them, or it might have been the second year, we won the National League West. We played the Pittsburgh Pirates to go to the World Series. We won against Pittsburgh. We went to the World Series. We played the Oakland A's, and we lost in five games. And the game that we lost, game five, we were in, we lost in Oakland. And the Dodgers had their own plane, and we were on, was flying back. And this is, I think, was my second year. So a lot of guys that were on that team, it was also their second year with the Dodgers. Say, Garvey, Lopes, Russell, Ferguson, Buckner, Valentine, all those guys had just were their second or third year. So they were all friends of mine. So we're on the plane, and we're flying home after losing game five of the World Series. And I was sitting next to Buck, and they're drinking champagne, and this was my first year. Because I remember saying, you know, you guys are, like, happy and partying, and you just lost game five of the World Series, and you just lost the World Series. You know, and as a fan, I mean, I know people, fans are just really destroyed by what just happened. And Buckner and those guys looked at me and they go, well, we lost. We played the best we could. We lost. The season's over now. I mean,
that's right.
I mean, they let it go that fast. It was amazing. And then like weeks, even months later, I'd be in a grocery store somewhere and somebody would recognize me and they go, oh man, I still can't get over. We lost the World Series. You know, fans. It's like, dude. The players get over it in a matter of an hour.
Yeah.
Once it's over, they we played the best we could, we did our very best, and hey, we lost. So that's just the way it is. That's the way it is. It's business.
That's right. And they celebrated the success that they had. Now, one of the great legendary broadcasters is somebody I got to work with when I spent a brief time working for the Detroit Tigers, and that's Ernie Harwell. And, of course, L.A. has the unbelievably great and legendary Vin Scully. He's not going to be able to broadcast, at least they said, now. How is Vin Scully doing, and what is Vin Scully like? I mean, I have never met him, but he seems like just an unbelievably great guy.
Scully is a great guy. Why isn't he announcing now?
There was a report that came in the L.A. Times.
Some illness.
He had some kind of a surgical procedure. It was planned, but he's not going to be broadcasting at least this first round of the playoffs.
Oh, God, I'm in Canada, so I actually did not hear that, but I know Vinny's going to be back next year. Vin Scully is the nicest human being I've ever met, and I'll tell you my favorite Vin Scully story. And again, traveling with the Dodgers for 5 years, sitting in the press box for... I think it was 587 straight games with the Dodgers. I got to know Vinny pretty well, play golf with him, great guy. My favorite Vin Scully story by far is I'm 11 years old. I'm listening to a little transistor radio walking down Santa Fe Avenue in Long Beach, California. My dad had just been transferred from Hawaii to Long Beach Naval Training Center. And I'm listening to Vin Scully do the Dodgers, Milwaukee Braves. And it was a game two of a three-game playoffs, the Braves, the Dodgers, 1959.
Hank Aaron.
Ended up, what?
Hank Aaron's on the Braves, right, at that time?
No, he wasn't on the Braves then. I don't think Henry was on the Braves then. Warren Spahn was.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Hey, you finally got one.
Hey, you got one.
You want to hear the story?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. So I'm listening to the game. Dodgers have tied the Braves with the same number of wins and losses for the year. they what Dodgers won the first game. It was best out of three series. The winner goes to Chicago and plays the Chicago White Sox in the 1959 World Series. So I'm telling Scully, so I'm a little boy, and I'm listening to the game, and the Dodgers had won the first game, and it was tied 0-0, and in the ninth inning, Wally Moon hit a home run, and I said, I'll never forget it, Vinny. We're sitting having dinner in the Dodger Stadium press box, and I'm telling Vinny, I got to tell you this story, my favorite story about you. So I'm telling the story. I go, and Wally Moon hit a home run, and he says, there's a deep fly ball over left field, and it is gone. The crowd went wild. I said, you didn't say anything for like a minute. And then you said, very dramatically, we are going to Chicago. I said, man, it sends goosebumps up my spine now, even when I remember the way you said it. Scully spits out his food and starts laughing. And he goes, let me tell you something. My wife was pregnant with our son, Michael, and was 9 months pregnant. And she wasn't feeling well that day when I went to the ballpark at Coliseum, and I told her, just listen to the game, and when the game is over, I will make sure I tell you whether we're going to Milwaukee or if I'm going to Chicago. And when I waited and said, we are going to Chicago, because I was talking to my wife.
That is the best.
He says, I've had other people tell me that was a great moment in broadcasting, but he goes, honest to God, I was talking to my wife. I wasn't trying to be dramatic. In fact, after I said it, I probably sounded stupid.
Mike, isn't it awesome when people that are like your heroes, like a Vin Scully or Ernie Hartwell for me, they're better people than they are at what they do, and they're the best at what they do.
They're just amazing.
And
Howell was just a great guy, too. I didn't know him. Oh. Only met him a few times. But Scully, they just don't get any better than him. He is the nicest, one of the nicest human beings ever met. You got time for one more quick story?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so my wife's lying here. She's not going to like this story, but it's a great story. I traveled with the Dodgers in the 70s, and then I went on to doing Hollywood. I love sports, but never really, it's not my job anymore. But anyway,
you
did it again. Thank you.
So I'm going to, going to Hawaii. We're in the Red Carpet Club at LAX, and she's in the TV room, and I go in to get coffee at the Red Carpet Club. And I feel this arm sort of come around my back, and I turn around, and it's Lasorda. And this is just like 2 years ago, year and a half ago. So I turn around, I go, Tommy, big hug, how you doing? He goes, hey, have you talked to Mike Strawler? No. You know, how's Joni doing? Fine. And we start talking about old times and people that we, people that are no longer with us. And it was a great conversation for maybe 20, 30 minutes. And I said, Tommy, I said, I've gotten married since I last saw you. Come meet my wife. So I take him into the TV room. I said, Cheryl, this is Tommy. They say hi. And then Tommy and I continue to get caught up. And then he says, I got to grab a flight. So he gives me a big hug. And I said, man, it's great seeing you again. I'll keep in touch. And he left. And I turned around, and my wife, Cheryl, goes, who was that fat old man?
Yeah, but
I mean, don't you love it?
She's from Springfield, though, right? She's from Springfield. She's from Springfield. You got to give her the benefit of
exactly. Okay.
Yeah. That's how you keep your ego in check.
Yeah.
Oh,
isn't that the truth?
That's awesome.
Who was that fat old man?
Oh, that's funny.
That's fantastic.
Anyway.
No. Good stories. Those are good stories.
Those are amazing stories.
And finally. Have a great weekend. Go St. Louis Cardinals, the L.A. Dodgers, the Kansas City Royals. That's all I care about. To the Oklahoma, Lonnie, Annie, O.K., L.A., and a cock at my hat. Who you go? Who are you carrying? Why am I not looking at my key? Who are you?
Anana Kuli Makawani Yani Oda Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
There you go, Mike Evans. Stories legendary. And only here, brought to you by Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. We'll be right back to wrap up the show right after this.
Meep, meep.
And we're going to throw it to Tim Weiland right now. And Tim has our last look at traffic.
Yeah, I do. But Scott Sherman, I have to correct myself.
Scott, put your headphones on. There you go. Okay, he's got them on.
I have to make an apology and make a correction here, okay?
Uh-oh. Okay.
It was your, you know, when I'm watching these things and I hear little facts and stuff, I scribble them down. I was looking at one of your foes' stadiums. Ohio State is 104,000. It's Michigan's 109,000.
So I don't know.
First of all, we don't even say that other school.
Well, that's why you have to make an apology.
Columbus
to
Community College.
Yeah, really.
You know what you get when you drive by OSU real slow?
What?
A degree.
That's pretty good. So my apologies to you, but, you know, congratulations. They got the best.
Thank you very much.
All right. We're looking at traffic winding down in some areas. You still have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270, south of Page, down through 40. We have westbound 40 that's jamming up still from Highway 94 out through Highway 70. Same thing on westbound 70 from about T.R. Hughes out through the Wentzville Parkway. Eastbound 270, a little heavy at Lindbergh. Eastbound 40 winding down. You're slow now east of Clayton Warson and through Big Bend. On eastbound 44, you're still finding some slow traffic between Elm and the two-lane construction zone at Laclede Station. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Staples. They have more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day. Plus, free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Locally owned, locally operated. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-98-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 888-98-STEEL. That's 888-987-8335.
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
Throws left side out pattern for Brown. Touchdown, Missouri.
This Saturday, the Florida Gators come to Columbia to take on our Missouri Tigers. KTRS pregame coverage begins at 4, and the game begins at 6:30 p.m.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here on the Big 550.
Touchdown, Missouri!
KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online, you'll get an instant decision, and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes Top 100 company. Go to cabbage.com, that's cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE.
Discover what everyone's talking about. It's the all-new journey at Argosy Casino. Enjoy steaks, fresh seafood, artisan sandwiches, and incredible river views.
There are three surprises that you will experience as you plan for retirement. Find out what they are and how to prepare yourself now on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, Collinsville, Pacific, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Thanks to Mike Evans for the stories, for Colin Jeffrey for his segment, to Ian and Dan for getting me through this, to Frank for letting me fill in, and for Paul for not being here. We'll do this again sometime in the not too distant future. Most of all, thanks to you for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody. You guys go ahead and say go Cards.
Go Cards.
Go Cards.
Oh, why not go Cards? Have a great weekend, everybody.
You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now here.
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A sea of red this afternoon as Cardinals fans prepare for the big game.
And Ballpark Village is packed with excited fans who are ready to see the Cards and the Cubs in Game 1 of the NLDS tonight.
Port Police have planned to keep everyone safe downtown tonight. Good evening, everyone. I'm Shirley Washington in for Sandy Miller tonight.
This is exciting down here. I'm Rafer Weigel. As fans from all over are coming in for this Game 1 of the NLDS between the Cubs and the Cardinals, as you said, first time these two teams have ever met into the postseason.
And, of course, everyone's excited about it. I mean, who would have thought after all these years of playing, they played in the regular season, but this is the first time they met in the playoff season.
Well, Cardinals fans have been...